is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Joe's back on screen. Can you, like, text him or something? Joe, you're not there. Yeah, the phone. Stupid. Now he's not even looking.
I can't text
yeah,
him.
Yeah, the problem was Joe walked away. Let me try again. All right, we got to pick up with Michelle and Fake Davin. We need the date of April 29th of 2020. I gotta scroll up and find that.
Okay.
Where we last
Michelle
had actually had a sexy dream about Fake Davin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were here for it, so it shouldn't be a surprise.
I'm trying to remember.
I know, it's been a few weeks.
Her sexy dream was.
I think anal was involved.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes, it was. Holy crap.
Speak fan of the anal.
That was a poor choice of words.
and she was unaware of who she was fighting because she's in Yemen. And she said they were being attacked by the Taliban. And I said they must have swam over there or something.
They took the
fun. Yeah.
I remember you calling her out on what she was actually there to do, and she just wasn't even listening.
No, I think she was listening. I just don't think it registered.
No, I mean, she was just like, yeah, ho-hum, you know more about what I'm doing here than I do.
Yeah, like if another person like was in a relationship with her and like caught them, that would be grounds for breaking up.
Yeah.
Like, because she really like blew her cover with that.
But, yes.
But you know,
having no idea what mission you're on is not a good look for a military person.
No, but you know, Fake Davin's not going to let a little thing like that get in the way of a good relationship.
Or will he?
No, I mean, listen, when a girl's dreaming about having anal with you, you know, she's a keeper.
No, you can overlook some things.
You most certainly can. I don't think I've ever had a girl tell me that she just had a dream about me and anal was involved.
Well,
you know, that's marrying material right there.
That's something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Nobody dreams about me. And by the way, you stuck it in my dumper. Never had that conversation.
Yeah, it's like, well, pardon, what?
Like, go on. Tell me more about this dream. We're getting there. All right.
Go on.
All right. April 29th, 2020. She goes, hi, honey. How are you doing? Where are you right now? I go, oh, earning some extra cash, naked, dancing naked on tables. My usual Wednesday.
Wait, who's saying this?
I said that to her.
Oh, okay. Phew.
And she said, okay. I said, is it? I had no idea how you would like. I had no idea how you would like that, baby. How are you, my sweet? Gone. She's gone then. She goes, sweetheart, I really miss you. I go, I miss you more, my love. Hun, I've told you a million times, conversations are hard when hours or days go in between responses. And that was like 3 hours in between responses.
And you just said that you were dancing on tables, and she's like, you know, like she's like blowing on her nails and rubbing them on her shirt. That's nice. You know, whatever.
Yeah, where's the reaction? A little bit of reaction. She goes, so sorry, honey, for late responding. How are you doing, love? I go, I'm okay. What are you doing, sexy Michelle? She goes, I'm fine, sweetheart. It's just that I'm missing you so much. And then we go to April 30th.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was at 12 hours later. Joe, what are you doing over there? It looks like you're trying to land a space probe.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, he might be landing a space probe. Look at that command center.
Well, that's why I said that. He's got the American flag crammed in the corner, and he's, like, hard at work over there. Look at that.
At least it's not, you know, the Southern...
Confederate flag?
Confederate flag in the corner.
Give him time. So I go, hello. She goes, hi, honey. How are you doing? She goes, hi, I'm okay. How are you? She goes, I'm good, love. Where are you? And what are you doing? I go, dancing naked in the street. She goes, what? I don't understand you. I go, I was being silly, baby. She goes, so where are you right now? I go, I'm home, hon. She goes, okay, love. Doing what, honey? Waiting for you to make sweet love to me. This is May 1st, by the way. So we're going over days. She goes, okay, I'm here with you now, love. I go, you are now going to make sweet love to me now? She goes, how? I go, I was kidding, but it would have to be cyber at this moment. She goes, no. Is all you want from me? I go, what? No. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Wait, what's going on? Is that all you want from me, did you say?
Yes, that is.
She's very sensitive tonight.
Yes, she is. I go,
wait.
What?
Shift change.
No. No. Same girl, laser focused. Same girl, laser focused. I don't know what you're talking about. I go, what? No. She goes, all you want from me is to have cyber sex with you. You don't even care about how I'm doing here in Yemen. Oh, no.
Shift change.
I go, really? I go, first, I was kidding. Second, the first time we did that, you asked for it. Third, we have done that twice, and we've been talking for months. So that is silly. Fourth, you know I love you.
I love how it's like, I love you, but here's all my ammo for our argument.
I put it forth.
I
put it forth. I don't know what your problem is. She goes, then if you love me, you prove it. I ask you to request for my leave. You refuse. I go. Love doesn't need proof. It's a feeling in your heart, baby. You know I could say the same thing to you. I could say prove it. I don't do that, though.
Right.
She goes, how?
I proved it all night long by telling me you're dreaming about me and anal.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, how? How may I show you that you love me? I go, because I'm always thinking about you, baby. How do I know you love me? She goes, if I didn't love me, I will not have cyber sex with you. I think she meant if I didn't love you.
Right.
I go, and the same goes for me. I've never done that with anyone but you. I love you with all my heart. Like, you're not going to use cyber sex as a weapon against me. That's not going to happen here. She goes, if you really love me, like you said, you prove it. I go, if you don't know how much I love you by now, then this has all been a waste of time, and we should end things now. I am insulted.
You tell her.
I most certainly will.
Yeah, no, it's like, don't you be laying that at my doorstep. No, no, no.
No, no.
I don't.
No, no.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. She goes, you said that you love me, but you can't prove it. Why? I go, we've been over this a million times. Your fate lies in the hands of President Trump. You've never proved your love for me. You barely talk to me. Maybe you don't love me. Maybe you are just playing with my heart. And then I go, nothing to say. She goes, baby, I'm not playing with your heart. You are the one that is playing with my heart. I go, I am not. I resent you saying
that. Who's more precious than the other? Is that the game we're playing now?
Well, we didn't name it, but yeah, sure, why not? And the answer is me. I am always more precious than the other.
Yes.
She goes, you're the one playing with my heart. I go, I am not. I resent you saying that. Whenever you write me, I write back. I want a video call with you, but you won't. I want to have a phone call, but you won't. I feel like a fool. And God forbid if I did want to have cyber sex with my girlfriend, you say that is all I want you for. It is insulting and hurtful. I feel stupid.
It's just, you know what? I mean, these are the dumbass arguments that couples actually have, like immature couples. But it's just really funny because she's like, yeah, all you want me for is cyber sex. And she's like, what if that's what I want my girlfriend for? What, is that the worst thing that could happen? I love this argument. It's so stupid.
And really, all I want her for is content, not cyber sex. But anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there's a little cyber sex mixed in, all the better.
All the better for Pip.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. She goes, no, honey, you are not a fool. We are not allowed to do that here, please. That is why I told you that I'm tired of staying here. I go, always an excuse. I am trying to have a real relationship with you, but you accuse me of just wanting you for sex and saying I don't love you. I don't need that crap. I could have beautiful women here, but I am faithful to you, but you disrespect me and insult me. And I told you that it is up to the president. He made the stay-in-place order for the military. Do you not respect your commander-in-chief?
It's terrible when you can play their game better than them.
Well, that's how this bit works, dear.
Yes.
I go, I don't want my girlfriend to say I just want it for sex. If, God forbid, I want to make love to the woman I love, it is ridiculous. You need to decide if you want to be with me and respect me and love me. If not, then you can go. Nothing to say.
Oh, another big break in time? Jesus, that's bad timing.
She goes, baby, I love you, which you know that. I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. I love you in the extent that I cannot control myself again. I guess so we're not talking about a leave anymore.
Oh, well, somebody got a Hallmark card.
I go, I'm starting to wonder. You won't make love to me. You tell me to prove it when every day I write you and tell you how much I love you. She goes, what? What don't you understand it? What don't you understand it? It is there in plain English. What type of girlfriend tells her man he does not love her because he wants to make love with her? And gone. She goes, I'm here. She goes, baby, if I didn't love you, I won't be taking risk in control room just to talk to my love. I go, you make me feel badly because I want to have sex with my girlfriend. I wasn't even trying to do that, but you want me to be faithful to you, but you don't want to have sex with me. What am I supposed to do? Should I see another woman?
Oh. If this was real, them fighting words for sure.
This is real, Pip.
Okay.
She goes, oh, you have another woman, right? I go, I do not. You are my woman. I've been faithful, but you make me feel like shit if I want to have sex with you. I will turn this around.
Yes.
She goes, sex is what will make you happy. I go, I was not even trying to have sex with you, but you make me feel like I'm doing something wrong if I did want to have sex with you. If you are not attracted to me, then just tell me and we can end this. Maybe you think I'm ugly. I'll be the victim here. You need to tell me I'm pretty. My feelings are hurt. Tell me how wonderful and pretty I am, damn it.
Yes.
She laughs. I go, why is that funny? She goes, because you said I think you're ugly. I go, maybe you do. You clearly do not want to have sex with me. You said you enjoyed it the two times we did it. Maybe you did not like it. You tell me. This has completely not gone the way she was hoping for.
No. Oh, wow. No, she was not intending for you to come back at her like a double down.
Yes. She goes, baby, I like it and really enjoyed it, but I'm not in the mood now, please, because I'm preparing for patrolling. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Can't take in the ass. I got to go out and do maneuvers.
Sure, it's good. How am I going to sit in a bumpy vehicle with my ass hurting? Come on now. Where's your common sense?
Yeah, I got to go do maneuvers, but not the kinds that you're thinking about.
Exactly. How would it look if the Taliban captured me after we just talked about having anal? It'd be inhuman or something.
It might be preparation.
You'll be my rear admiral.
that's the Navy, Joe, but okay. You're not a military man. How could you know?
That's what he said.
I go, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I wasn't even trying. But you say I just want you for sex. What the fuck? You are my girlfriend. I should want sex with you. You should want sex with me. And if sex with me is unappealing, then we should not be together.
That's true. Right. Actually, true words.
If you were that way with the computer people, you would have had the laptop 2 weeks ago.
And maybe a little anal.
Hopefully anal. No. Yes. She goes, baby, I don't say that. She goes, baby, I don't say that I will not have with you, but I said that I'm not in the mood now. Please. I go, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I do have a problem with you saying I just want you for sex. You've said it several times. You promise you won't, but you do it time and again. I am a sexual man in the prime of my life. Of course I want to have sex with you, but clearly I'm not with you for the sex. It makes no sense. I have real women here who would fuck me right here, but I save myself for you. That's right.
That's right. And for watching porn on the plane. Oh, wait, that wasn't me.
Last story.
She goes, I love you too, sweetheart. I promise we will do it some other time, please. This has turned around. It is going with all you want me for is sex. Is going, no, I want to. We will just not now, please.
I know. That's just like, yeah, oh, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it soon, I promise. It's like, wait a minute, how did we start? She doesn't realize how this started.
No! Where I had to prove myself to her, but now she feels she needs to prove herself to me.
Good.
I go, then why do you hurt me? You are missing my point. I don't care that we are not having sex at this moment. I care that you say that is all I want you for. She goes, baby, I'm not hurting you. Remember, I told you that I'm preparing for patrol. I go, you hurt me when you tell me to prove my love and say I only want you for sex. That is what hurts me. She goes,
it is hurtful.
It most certainly is. Fake Davin has feelings, too, somewhere, deep inside.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. She goes, I'm so sorry, honey. You damn straight you are. She goes, I'm so sorry, honey. I go, you always say sorry, and then you hurt me again. Michelle, if you don't love me, then let me go. If you do love me, then don't hurt me. She goes,
yeah.
She goes, baby, I love you. I go, then treat me like I'm your boyfriend and not some guy who you just fuck once in a while.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Well, yeah. Well.
No, he's really hurt now.
Yes.
Don't just use me for sex.
Yes.
Don't
sniff.
Slut shame Fake Davin.
Yeah. Sniff, sniff, cry, cry. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I go, if you ever tell me that I'm just with you for sex, I'm leaving. It's hurtful. I am with you because I love you. Sex I can get from anyone. I could get sex tonight from a hot redhead with big boobs tonight if that is what I wanted. I don't do that because I'm faithful to you.
Well, why, thank you.
Well, sure. Pip's a whore. She'll do anyone. Even a character in this sketch. She goes, okay, love, it will not happen again. I promise, sweetheart. I go, good. And don't you ever tell me to prove my love for you. I'm here with you all the time. Whenever something troubles you, I'm here. Whenever something makes you happy, I am here. I'm 100% invested in our relationship. But if you tell me to prove it, I will leave. Love does not need tests. Love is in your heart. It is the smile on your lips when you think of the person you love. It's the tear in your eyes when the person you love is sad or in pain. That is love. That is what I feel for you.
Oh, God almighty, you sound like a shit maid of honor.
Oh. You know what, Joe?
That lousy maid of honor speech, like, ugh.
If it buys me some time for her asking for leave and proving it, I've done my job.
Oh, funny.
She goes, I feel the same way, honey. I go, then why do you try and fight with me when all I want is to be you, is for you to be my forever woman? Baby, I'm not fighting with you, please. Why, Michelle? When you say prove your love or I only want you for sex, you make it sound like we do not have real love. It makes me question everything about this relationship.
Oh, boy.
This is
really having a meltdown.
This, much like I told the Dell person, is this is going to be a bad call for you. This might not be your fault, but this is your problem now.
Yes, and it's a big problem.
Yes.
Because you have unleashed the sensitive spot in Fake Davin.
Sure. She goes, baby.
You did.
She goes, baby, I said it okay. Forget about that, okay? I go, I'm fine. But it is the last time. If you say those things to me again, I will take it as if we are finished. I want you to be my part in life, but in order for that to happen, I need to know you are confident in our love for each other. Let's take this prove your love shit for me off the board. Let's take that out of their tool chest.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
She goes, love, it will not happen again, I promise. I go, I hope so. I really want us to work out. I love you so much. She goes, baby, remember, I told you that I'm preparing for patrolling. I love you more. I go, impossible. I love you so much that my body hurts when we do not talk. My lips long for yours. She goes, baby, I'll move in 5 minutes' time. I go, okay, I'll let you go. Be safe, baby. Know that in America, there's a man who loves you very much. She goes, I know, love, and I love you more than you do to me. I go, good. Impossible, baby. I'm the one who is taking you for ice cream and whipped cream. That is love. She goes, then later on I go, hey, baby, and that's a good place. Should we end? I guess we could do, I guess we got more time. All right, I'll do another day. We're not quite up against it, so we'll go to May 2nd.
No, we'll go. Which is amazing.
we'll go to May 2nd. So she goes, baby, just take care of yourself for me, please. I ask her how patrol is. Then I ask her where she is, because hours passed. She goes, hi, baby. How are you doing, sweetheart? I am good, love. It was a beautiful day, and I am outside writing my book. How are you? I was actually writing a scammer book. This was like a Saturday afternoon, and my scammer reached out to me. which is nice.
Perfect.
Nice, nice, yes. She goes, I'm fine, love. It's just I'm missing you so much, sweetheart. I go, I'm glad. I always wonder how you are. I seldom sleep because I worry about you. I miss you too, baby. Maybe I should rejoin the army and try to get stationed in Yemen so we can be together. What do you think of that, baby?
She's like, I think I just shat my pants.
She goes, baby, I don't like it. I go.
Of course not.
I go, baby, you don't want me to be with you? Sad emoji. I don't understand. You don't love me? She goes, if you join army, I will not marry you. What?
If you well, that deserves...
The, oh, if you join the army, she's not going to marry you?
Yes.
Huh. Why?
I go, I knew it. You don't love me. If you did, you would never say such a thing. Let's continue the fight.
Yes, please.
She goes, because I told you in time that I don't want to marry a military man. Baby, I love you. I told you I used to be a military man. You know the man I am. I'm willing to do this to be with you, and instead of being pleased, you say you won't marry me? Angry emoji.
Did you say angry emoji?
No, I sent an angry emoji.
You sent one. Yeah. I think it would be better if you said angry emoji.
Angry emoji. Angry. She goes, baby, I've told you my mind. If you join army, I will not back. I will not marry you. I go, my job does not change who I am. I would join to be with you. It's the only way right now. I just want to be with you. And you reject me. One minute you reject making love to me. The next you reject me wanting to be with you. I don't understand. Because clearly I was in a fighting mood.
Can I stop you for a second? How long has it been going on between the two of you?
Several months.
Has there been any mention of money? I think maybe if there was, maybe once or twice.
Not directly. For leave leads to money.
Where is this going?
I know.
Right to the air. That's where this
well,
is going.
Well, the also
I mean in real you know what I mean, in real terms.
I mean, in real terms, we have a young woman who's in Yemen who loves me. That's what this is. It's in real terms. She hasn't asked for...
I wonder why it's taken so long before the whole money angle comes up.
Because she loves me. Don't you listen to her words?
No, but it's very interesting because the only thing that she's pulled out of her bag of tricks is trying to angle for you to ask somebody for leave, which apparently is going to cost some money.
Yes.
But he just caught her in a gambit because he said, I don't want you to ever say that I have to prove my love to you. And that was the whole reason that she was going to get him to ask for leave, is because he had to prove his love by doing that. And he just got her to say that she'll stop asking him to prove his love. So now how's she going to get him to ask for leave?
It's certainly quite the pickle for a woman of such integrity.
And such high intelligence.
Sure. She goes, baby, I'm not...
Debbie Gibson, a wise woman named Debbie Gibson, asked you to prove your love.
Okay.
Another musical tie-in.
She goes,
poor Meatloaf.
She goes, baby, no. She goes, baby, I'm not rejecting you. It's just that I don't want to marry a military man, and that is me. I go, but it would mean we could be together. Don't you want to be with me? She goes, and I told you that when we mate. I then there's just a bunch of gibberish. I go, what is that? She goes, sorry, it was a mistake, honey. She like just sends me like weird stuff.
Did she have a cat run across her keyboard?
Maybe. I go, look, I just want to be with you. Troop movement is frozen. It drives me crazy that we are not together. Did you just vanish? She goes, no, love, I'm here with you. I go, I just miss you. I want to be with you. And this may be the quickest way. She goes, okay, love. So, you think I should join? She goes, no, because then you'll find out. Then you'll be on to me, because I'm not really in Yemen.
That is hysterical.
Yeah, right.
I go, fine for now. I am hurt that my job would cause you not to marry me. I mean, I would marry you even if you were a prostitute. No job would keep me from my Michelle. See, I told you I love you more. She goes, I love you more than you do me, sweetie. I go, how can that be where an army job would make you leave me? I would never leave you. Aha!
Well, you know, I mean, it's really interesting that that's the first thing you jump to. Even if you were a prostitute, I wouldn't leave you. It's like, These are my options?
these are your options. Yes. She goes, if you don't want me to leave you, you will not join Army. Accepted. I go, ugh, so your love is conditional. I knew I love you unconditionally, baby. You could tell me you once fucked a horse, but I would still love my Michelle.
You tell me you once fucked a horse?
Well, she could say that. She could say that. I mean, you know, listen, if Michelle tells me that, listen, I'm going to be a little intimidated, but I'd still love her.
A little intimidated.
Hey, leave me out of this.
I mean, hopefully the horse neighed its consent, but, you know, whatever.
He signed the form.
Nay, 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 nay. She goes, I love you more. I go, if I fucked a horse, would you love me?
After the show, I'm going to ask Mr. Helix, if I fucked a horse, would you still love me?
It's a very valid question. It's a very valid question.
It's a very damning question.
You know
where
what,
on
though?
Earth did you get that?
If you had to put it, you'd have to use a Gallup poll.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
It was a real horse race to get to that, wasn't it, Joe?
Yeah,
pew.
Right.
Yeah, pew yourself. Drinking's not going to make you better.
Yeah, drinking doesn't solve your problems. It makes them funny.
Or not. Or not, as you just proved. I go, so if I fucked a horse, would you love me? She laughs. She goes, why will you fuck a horse? And I think the real question is, why wouldn't you? But anyway.
It behooves me to fuck a horse.
There you go. There you go.
All right, it's good time. Yeah. Sometimes things take a little bit.
That's a good one. Behooves me.
She goes, why will you fuck a horse? I go, because Michelle will not fuck me. And I give her like a weird emoji with the eye and the winky and the... She goes, I don't want to fuck you in cyber. I want to fuck you in real life when I'm back home. I go, well, if I joined you in Yemen, you could. And I'm not fucking in cyber. And not fucking in cyber is news to me. She goes, I will fuck you when I'm back in the state. I mean, when I'm back home. I go, when did you decide we will no longer have cyber sex? You've grown quiet. Please answer. She goes, what? I go, when did you decide we would no longer have cyber sex? I must say, I'm disappointed. I thought it was something we could do to be closer until we are together. She goes, I'm not in the mood. I go, I don't mean now. I thought you meant you don't want to do it anymore at all. She goes, I thought you...
cyber sex, you can't push a key?
Yeah, really?
Okay. Well, you know, to do it properly, Joe, I guess a lot's involved. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Well, but the other thing is that this is the girl that was, like, right into it.
Yeah.
You know, and seemed to be really into it. And now you've got you have the other shift, and this one is like, oh, I'm not interested. I have a headache.
Yeah.
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 She goes, I thought you said no. I said, no, I told you, I'm writing. She goes, okay, love. But all kidding aside, I do think sex is part of a healthy relationship. Do you agree? She goes, yes, I know that, honey. I go, so since we are not together at some point, I would like to have cyber sex with you again. And are you good with that? She goes, but not now. I go, I don't want to now. We were on a break.
Now you've completely turned me off of the idea.
Yeah. She goes, okay, love. I go, the weird thing is you used to always want to have cyber sex. Now you never do. Kind of like we're old and married.
Yeah, exactly. Got a good point.
Yeah.
He was hot and heavy a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like that went turned to your silver anniversary really quickly.
Most certainly did.
I got a hard drive listening to that.
See what I did there? Yeah, we are seeing all that you're doing. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, when we were first together, you always wanted to have cyber sex. You would ask me what I was wearing and take it from there. Now you always say you're not in the mood. That is what old married couples are like. Never in the mood. She goes, yes, because I'm not in the mood. I go, I know. That is what women who are married a long time say to their husbands. She goes, what?
It's like, is she dense?
Yes. Yes, she is. Are you dense for even questioning it?
Yes, yes, I am.
Hey, then. She goes, what do you mean by that? I go, women who are married to a man a long time often tell their husband they are not in the mood. That is probably why so many men cheat on their wife. She goes, do you want to cheat on me? I go, no, I want you to want me. She goes, okay, okay, I will, but not now. I go, okay, tomorrow. She goes, maybe. I go, you won't be in the mood? She goes, I don't know. I go, I predict you won't be in the mood. Prove me wrong. All right. I think that's...
I mean, but that's fair enough. It's like, I don't know. I might be in the mood tomorrow. I don't know.
I think that's
like
a good...
old married couple.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to leave it.
Okay. So you decided to just, like, give up on the whole idea of the cyber for tonight.
What are you going to do? She's not in the mood. I have a headache. My computer has a virus. But we've completely shifted off me proving my love to her.
Yes. Yes. I think that's a great move because now she's got the uphill battle of, all right, how do I get him to do this?
Yeah, like I feel like I've put her on her heel. She's now on the defensive.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I feel like I did a good job with that. I mean, you know, well, and I felt like, obviously, during this period, I felt like fighting with her.
Yeah, yeah. You're feeling a little testy.
Yeah, you know, all right. Anything to add, Joe?
No.
Perfect. Fine segment by you. Three puns and he's done. Okay.
Three puns and done.
Such a contribution. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his contribution.
Yeah, good to have him in the studio last week.
It was. And we'll get him back in soon again. Soon again, he'll be in. Sensei Russ for all his continued support of this program. Joe?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need. Thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to the dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Size Clothing Productions owner Davins of Davins Den. We'll be announcing, I guess, in a little bit, upcoming shows on that, so we're looking forward to that. Experience all Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Size Splitting Productions for all of your entertainment and comedy needs. Give us a call at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, or sidesplittingproductions.com. We could do it live in person, great fundraiser, private party, restaurant, or we can do it via Zoom. Joe, where will we be?
We will be at the Mastic Yacht Club in Mastic, New York this Saturday. Go on to themasticyachtclub.com. You should have the information there. Should be a fun gig.
It should be a fun gig, and I expect a yacht to pick me up. I will be yachted away. I am looking forward to meeting all the oligarchs. That's what I am looking forward to. Yeah, oligarchs and yachts. That's what my weekend will be. And we also have St. Patrick's Day coming up, right?
Yes.
St. Patrick's
Day,
yes.
Doing anything special, Pip?
Not a damn thing.
Nothing? Not going to let Mr. Helix hide the shillelagh? Okay.
I didn't say that.
All right.
Sure, you'll be hiding the shillelagh and Pip Helix.
But it won't be for St. Patrick's Day.
That turned into a pirate. All right, I will be doing, what am I doing? I'm doing a show for seniors in the afternoon. That's what I'm doing.
What, Spanish people? Not seniors, seniors.
Nah. Oh, God.
It's not Cinco de Mayo, Joe. I'm thinking next week will be the final show from this incarnation of The Den. That's what I'm thinking next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm thinking the next week will be in the new office, which everybody who sees the office, there's nothing in the office yet. I mean, we've painted the office, but everybody who sees the office is like, wow. Like, really? I guess when you're no longer next to the cat litter, it's very impressive.
Moving up.
I most certainly am.
Well, I'm going to be excited to be in a den space with windows.
Well, there's windows down here. We have a window here and a door. But, yes. Yes, there's a window here. I'm in it right now, stupid. I know what's down here.
I know, but it's like, it's way up there. You can't see anything.
No, well, yeah. Although, I think during the show, I'm going to have the blinds down.
Yeah, well, they'll just be there.
Yeah.
So, do we have to live in darkness and do our show behind the bookcase? Do we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So, hopefully I'll have appliances hooked up this week. That will be nice.
Wow.
That would be that would be very
nice. And you
know
I like appliances.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. So, that's it. Let's get out of here. Fun show. Thank you, everybody, for listening live or on the podcast version. We certainly appreciate your patronage. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.